Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Interesting doings with the Steelers and around the league. We'll start with Kenny Pickett, Bob. I realized in my Post-Gazette mailbag, I said he's on team three. Somebody corrected it and said four, but I understand you might have lost track, which I did. And I don't know what becomes of Kenny Pickett. I mean, what about when Aiden O'Connell comes back for them? Is he a third string guy? Is he even going to have a Mason Rudolph-like career?
I don't know. He may have, and I think Adam Gretz put it well on Twitter, he could have one of those careers like, who's the guy who does all the commentary now? He's really good. He was Chase Daniel. Chase Daniel career where he made like $50 million by just going around team to team and being an insurance policy.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure that's not what he wants.
Will he even be a number two, though? That's my question.
I'm sure that's not what he wants, but in this day and age, you can make quite a bit of money doing it, and you also have a Super Bowl ring, you know, so he can...
How would you characterize the Kenny Pickett story in the NFL, Bob?
Missed opportunity, overhyped. I mean, from a Steeler point of view, they thought he was going to be the guy.
Yeah.
Obviously, nobody else did. Prior to that, there was a lot of talk, if you remember, Joe, that he was going to be in the top 10. There were talks of a lot of teams, like Seattle, interested, and it never came to be. So I think missed opportunity for both the Steelers and Kenny Pickett, and also overhyped in that he was good at what he did in college. He put the expectation wheel even higher by what he did in those preseason games that he played in. And then it just fell flat on his face. And some people will blame the Steelers for not handling it. I blame Kenny Pickett.
I think it's there's
just,
blame.
You get opportunities, you got to just do them when you can do them.
Yeah, there's blame for both. To take a kid 20th overall and have his support system be Matt Canada and others, and you know, some of the talent or lack thereof they put around him with missed draft picks was reprehensible. But it wouldn't have mattered no matter who it was. They were gonna fail. I get that part. But he's also, they misjudged him. And his NFL career is characterized until further notice. He's a first-round bust. He is. That's what he is.
He's not alone in that distinction. There are a lot of them. But, you know, again, you can carve out a career out of this and set yourself up for a nice life after.
That ain't what he was drafted for.
No.
He was drafted to be the future of this team and Mike Tomlin.
But do you remember how many teams were talking about him in the first round? There were teams that really...
They were talking, but none of them were drafting him.
No.
And I don't think any would have except the Steelers.
And they were throwing out their own little diversions with Malik Willis.
Right. And he was Mike Tomlin's pick. He was Mike Tomlin's guy. And one of the things that people ignore when they talk about all the alleged miracles that Mike Tomlin works with the Steelers is that with picks like that, and particularly that one by him, he may have set the franchise back years and years and years. We'll see how this whole quarterback thing plays out. And then that draft in total was a disaster. DeMarvin Leal cut today. So you had Kenny Pickett, first round bust. George Pickens. You get a head case in the second round. People warn you about it. You don't pay any attention, thinking that if you're Art the Second, that the environment that you've created here in Pittsburgh rectifies those problems, whereas the truth is actually that they enhance those problems. And so George Pickens became somebody they didn't even want through his first contract. DeMarvin Leal, third round, cut. Calvin Austin, the third, fourth round, still don't know. Connor Hayward, Mark Robinson, and nobody
Robinson
knows.
Robinson cut?
Yeah, Robinson cut. And Oladokun, nobody can still figure out why the Steelers chose a quarterback that year.
But how about that? You can say this about the 2022 draft for the Steelers.
Yeah.
Only two guys are left out of all the rounds they picked, but they've also had two players who were drafted who won Super Bowl rings.
That's true. Two quarterbacks they drafted. And that's not just that draft, unfortunately, Bob. It's Kevin Colbert's last five, again, with Mike Tomlin being the guy who has last say on draft picks. These are his drafts. His name is written all over them with Kevin Colbert. But Najee Harris, for example, another Mike Tomlin pick, no longer here from 2021. In fact, how many guys from the Steeler from its last five drafts? That would be 18, 19, 20, 21, and 22. Guys who should be fortifying your roster right now. How many starters are left from those drafts? How many current starters do the Steelers have from those drafts? Limits your guess.
Four.
Wrong. Bob? Wrong. No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say three.
You're both close. It's two. And one was a mistake, and that was Pat Freiermuth, who's a pretty good player. But they bypassed Creed Humphrey, who might be on track to the Hall of Fame at a much more important position. That was a position of dire need for the Steelers that year, as evidenced by the fact that with their very next pick, 32 picks later, they went for an undersized guard from Illinois who didn't want to play center named Kendrick Green.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
2020, their first pick, although the second round was Chase Claypool. Can you guys name the only other starter on this team, still on this team from those five drafts, other than Freiermuth?
Highsmith is one
yep.
of them.
That's it. Those two.
That's it?
That's it.
Hmm. Well, what I know that Kevin Dotson's still playing in the league, and he made a lot of money.
Misevaluation by the Steelers. Kevin Dotson, Devin Bush, a disaster. Deontay Johnson. I don't know
what
happened
to him. How about he was just released again?
I know.
Deontay Johnson today. So he's left Cleveland. I don't know if there's another team that's going
to
want him.
No idea what happened to him. Justin Lane, a total bust. Anthony McFarland Jr., Tomlin pick, bust. Dan Moore turned out to be an okay player. I don't think a player you win with. All they did the last 3 years was try to replace the guy with eight different people. And he's no longer here. Buddy Johnson, bust. Leal, bust. And then we'll see.
Well, let's look at the last two drafts, though, because
Terrell Edmonds, bad pick. Again, James Washington, bust. Mason Rudolph, over-evaluated. Chooks, they mis-evaluated and gave too much money to. The rest were, I mean, this is a five-year stretch from 18 to 22 that goes down in Steelers history. And Kevin Colbert's a Hall of Famer, and so will Mike Tomlin be a Hall of Famer. That five-year stretch is an unqualified disaster, Bob.
Well, I think when you only have three starters in those entire five, that tells you all you need to know. And
two, but who's counting?
Two, okay, two. But also, you know, you want guys who get a second contract. They're more than willing to pay those if you're worth it. And that's how I judge how guys are. You know, do you get a second contract if you're a first-round pick? And largely the answer is no. Now, the last two drafts, this last, you know, go back to last year, we don't know a lot about certain players. But we do know that in this draft in 2024, Fatanu supposed to be the answer at right tackle. Frazier already. He's going to be an all-pro player this year, I think. Yep. Roman Wilson, we'll see. Peyton Wilson emerges as a starter, but he's on the right track. Yep. Mason McCormick is a starter, and he was a fourth-round pick. You know, Logan Lee's still on the team. But my point is it's much deeper and better that year.
Let's hope that the first two guys from the year before, in fact, the first four or five, it looked like a great draft, but we'll see about Broderick Jones and Joey Porter Jr.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.